Hello, welcome to the Narnia Web Podcast. I'm Isaac, known as Rillian, and tonight we have with us Jim Van, also Elisa.
Hello.
And we also have Brian, known as Glumpuddle.
Me again. Sorry, guys. Got to put up with me again.
And I apologize for my mic quality. I am out of town using a family member's mic, so...
But duty calls. We have, there's Narnia news.
Duty does call. We had an article, and I have to say the biggest excitement I got was when I just looked at the headline. And long and the short of it, Collider.com, they met with Mark Gordon, who's a producer for the Silver Chair movie. He was at the Television Critics Association press tour. They asked him a few questions, and the main quotes from the article were where he says, "We're hoping to be able to make the movie very shortly. We're very excited about it. It's all going to be a brand new franchise. All original characters, different directors, and an entire new team that this is coming from."
Internet explode.
Exactly. So, okay. I saw this, and of course, Brian, you emailed me or texted me saying, "Hey, we got to do a podcast."
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't even seen the article yet. So I looked at, oh, okay. And then I had my reaction. I'm going to ask you, what was your reaction, Brian? This was just gut reaction starting off.
Well, you see the headline and you go, it's being rebooted. And it seems so official when you read the headline. And then you read the story and there's a bit of a mismatch. It's like the article is being so – acting like this is so confirmed and it's definitely happening. But the quotes seem like, well, no, it's more kind of implied, if that. So it's sort of like there's this giant, oh my gosh, this is huge. And then you read it and it's like, oh, this actually isn't that huge. And I just have to have the disclaimer that Mark Gordon's comment seems so kind of casual, and Rose Tree Dryad used the term off the cuff, and she said, you know, that she wonders if maybe we're getting the wrong idea about anything. And then Impending Doom in the forum was saying that we only get a couple of very brief quotes from Mark Gordon. It's very possible that he was just trying to make a statement that this is going to be very different from the first three films and have its own new look and feel. And so I just think this is not an official interview. This is, he was being very casual and just throwing some loose quotes out. I just think he was speaking very broadly, saying, oh yeah, it's going to feel very new. It's going to feel like a new thing. I don't think he was saying, we're going to pretend the other movies never happened and this is a whole new continuity, which is the way that I think a lot of people are kind of taking it. It's weird. The article says, you know, asking if, you know, the new cast is going to return, and the answer is a hard no. And it doesn't seem like a hard no. It seems like an implied no to me when you actually read the quote. So I believe that, yes, I think there probably will be a new cast, which is not that surprising. Will Poulter's too old, and if it's a lower budget, probably won't be able to get Liam Neeson and Peter Dinklage and Ben Barnes and all that. It's a new franchise, new contracts.
They're too famous.
It's a new franchise, new contracts. It's been a long time. Probably not surprising they'll come back. So that's not that surprising. And then I think the reboot thing, he was just saying it's going to feel like it's going to feel like a new thing from the other movies. I don't think they're pretending the other movies never happened. So in that sense, there's not a lot here that's actually earth-shattering, I think. I just think it's people see that word reboot and it has so many meanings and they kind of freak out. So initial, oh my gosh, excitement. Now I've calmed down and realized this is not as earth-shattering as it sounds.
Well, for me, actually, like, I didn't even look at it at first because I feel like it looked exactly the same as some of this other kind of like rumors and news that we've had trickling in for the last, I don't know, 2 years or so. It looked kind of similar. It's like, I feel like when something really important happens, we're going to get like a press release or something. Like it's going to be very official. And like, this didn't look like that. So I didn't even look at it until I realized that like, okay, like, kind of some people are like cross posting stuff on Facebook. Like I'll look at it, but I looked at it and then it kind of confirmed what I thought originally, that it's still very much in the, like, this is what we want to do, but it's nothing is official. And it all sounds kind of not sketchy, but like, I don't know, like weird. It will
just what he says. I definitely agree. This does not sound like this is far from a press release or anything official.
Which initially kind of sounds like from the headline, but
Yeah, but I mean, people like to use hyperbole.
An official report from producer Mark
Horton. Yeah, Collider called it a reboot. ComingSoon.net called it a total reboot. Oh, it's not just a reboot, it's a total reboot.
But if it's a total reboot, like, you don't start with the silver chair. Like, that just doesn't make sense.
My initial reaction was, I thought it was some kind of press release, was when I first saw the headline. Then I started reading, and my takeaway within really a matter of seconds was, oh, Silver Chair hasn't been canceled.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that was my big takeaway. I guess it's still a possibility, still a probability, whatever you want to call it. Because I thought, okay, it kind of confirmed what we thought they were doing as far as direction. It was very quickly, I guess, kind of happy, like, oh, okay, well, this is nothing really new. It's just that it's the continuation of the no bad news is good news, I guess.
That's true.
So your impression, both of you, this is still a prop, although, yeah, it's going to have a new cast. And obviously, since Don Treader wasn't a huge success, it's understandable to want to try to give something a different feel or a fresh take on it. But it's still a proper sequel to Voyage of the Dawn Treader. Is that the sense you guys get?
Like, if it's a sequel, then I don't see how the franchise as it stands can be successfully, quote unquote, sequeled. Like, you need to do some major restructuring, and you need, like, it needs to be more, I don't know, like, just kind of where they left it off. Like, if you're going to continue, it kind of does need to be like pitch everything out and start over again.
In answer to your question, is this a sequel to Voyage of the Dawn Treader? This is, as I think that this Silver Chair film, if it gets made, will be as much a sequel to the Voyage of the Dawn Treader film as Star Wars The Force Awakens is a sequel to Star Wars Revenge of the Sith.
Hmm.
It is a sequel in the traditional sense, as in it's the same kind of continuing story, the same series. It does take place after, you know, it meets every definition of a sequel.
Do you mean Return of the Jedi? Do you mean Return of the Jedi or Revenge of the Sith?
I'm talking about, I know that Return of the Jedi comes out like just before, but really I'm going to say even more to the Revenge of the Sith because of
that was the one that came before.
Well, I was going to say because, not just because it came before, but because of the philosophical differences in the filmmakers. They're both telling the story, and they each have a story that takes place before and after one another.
Okay.
However, I really think that, and I'm not trying to ruin anything, I'm not no plot spoilers or anything here for anyone who hasn't seen Force Awakens, but I'm just saying, if you look at even the concept art and all of that, I think that that is entirely independent of episodes 1, 2, and 3 intentionally. And so, is it a sequel? Yes, but not, but only in the sense of story.
Mm. Good point.
Does that make sense? That's what I think.
Yes, it does. But I guess that's kind of the question I'm asking. And that's the thing that makes people freak out is, I think when people hear the word reboot, some people, what they hear is, it's not a sequel even in the sense of story. That this is a reboot in the sense of it's a completely new Narnia continuity. So in this world, the Georgie Henley Lucy doesn't exist. You know, like, and that the door, I'm not saying this will happen, but the door is open to eventually go back and have to redo Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Caspian, and Don Treader within this new continuity. That they're making a new continuity in the same way that the BBC Narnia films obviously don't take place in the same continuity as the Walden films.
Right.
And I think that's what people are saying, oh, they're starting over in their 7-movie franchise, but they're doing it with the Silver Chair. Why wouldn't they start by remaking Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, or better yet, starting with The Magician's Nephew? So I think that's what's making people freak out.
Yeah.
I think the trick is the word franchise. I think that they're making, I think from a business standpoint, and even a storytelling standpoint, in the time frame they're in, Silver Chair makes sense. However, and maybe I'll have to, you know, maybe I'm going to rethink my answer when I was telling, like, well, yes, it is a sequel. I don't know. Maybe we should almost look at this as it, because let's say it in this new canon, if the Green Mist never took place in the new canon, then really you could say, regardless of whether they make another Dawn Treader film, in some ways you could say that it's almost like the film might have been made 100 years later.
Well, I mean, so wait, Han, you just used the word canon there. So do you think this will be a new Narnia canon?
I think he's saying it is when he says new franchise. I don't know if he was trying to say. Again, he's saying it feels. I do think it, the conversation was kind of casual. I'm not saying that he is intentionally trying to open up the possibility of another line than what's the Wardrobe, Prince Caspian, and Dawn Treader. But I think that he's saying, well, we're going to try to make new book adaptations, irregardless of storyline from the previous films. We're going straight off the books, and we're not going to worry so much about the films.
Like, I agree that, like, what he's saying sounds like, okay, they're kind of starting, you know, this is like a new canon, a new continuity. But them talking about it being Silver Chair, it just doesn't make sense because, like, that seems like such an odd choice to go with if you're trying to establish a new kind of line of Narnia films. Like, that doesn't seem like the one you would start with. Like, it seems like that's kind of like the one you would kind of tie off the old one with and then like continue on to like a new one. I don't know.
Which is probably another good Force Awakens comparison. That's kind of what Force Awakens is acknowledging the old but also passing on the torch to the new.
Right.
But I mean, like, I don't want it to get too complicated. The fact is, if you take his statements absolutely literally and treat it like you would a press release, and he says brand new franchise, and he also says original characters, I just think he meant, and because he clarifies it in the article to basically look, well, what he meant was characters that haven't been in a movie yet. He didn't mean original characters that weren't even in the books. So there you go. We know not to take, just think about, well, what's he meaning? What's he implying? We know not to take everything he says here completely literally. That's my point.
Yeah.
Because I agree that, yeah, when he says brand new franchise.
Franchise implies a new line that went to the Wardrobe.
Right, but we know not to take what he's saying absolutely literally. He's speaking very casually and very off the cuff, as Rose Tree Dryad put it.
Yeah.
So I definitely don't think they're forming a new canon or throwing away the other movies. I think he would just, as a producer, like, oh, it's going to feel very new and feel very different. But it's interesting. I think there's going to be a vagueness. Like, as when we're talking, it's like they kind of want to make both. I think it will be a reboot in the sense of it's coming out several years, maybe even more, after Dawn Treader. So, yeah,
you're continuing
a franchise that has been idle for a long time. In that sense, it's a reboot. And the Silver Chair, kind of like Force Awakens, it has so few characters and direct plot lines from the other movies, it is like a fresh start.
And I would really make the argument, even since on Force Awakens, it is entirely independent in many ways of episodes 1, 2, and 3. It really only pulls from 4, 5, and 6, and yeah. I think
right.
That's intentional.
It doesn't contradict, like, Force Awakens, it doesn't contradict the prequels, but it doesn't really, I mean, if you really squint, yes, you can find things, but for the most part, it kind of doesn't acknowledge them either.
Yeah.
And so I don't think this is going to contradict the Walden movies, but it's possible it won't bend over backwards to acknowledge them either. But bottom line, it will still be the same canon, the same continuity. They're not throwing away the other movies. That's what I think.
So that's what you think by the word reboot? Because that's really what this kind of boils down to.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by reboot?
Yeah, Lisa, what's a reboot to you? When you first see the headline, what do you think that means? They're rebooting Narnia. The word reboot can have so many different meanings, and that's part of the reason of the confusion. What is a reboot to you? What qualifies as a reboot?
In this context, it just means they're making Narnia films again. And it doesn't really say much to me about if they're like starting over or just continuing on. Just reboot in this context to me means, oh, we are making films that are branded with the Narnia name because it's been like a long time. It's been like 5 years or whatever, 6 years.
So from that perspective, in your eyes, you like to use the term, Silver Chair is going to be a reboot no matter what, right? There would be no way to make Silver Chair not a reboot, but by that definition.
It depends on context. Like, if you're talking about, Spider-Man, they love to reboot that all the time, but it doesn't mean they're just making more Spider-Man. Like, they're literally starting over.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, in other words, forming a new canon, forming a new continuity. They did that with Spider-Man. But you would say it is a – so you would say that, yes, Silverchair, no matter what they do, even if they bring back Will Poulter, it's a reboot in the sense of they're starting up – they're having to kickstart a new franchise that has been idle for a long time.
Yeah, and I mean it's going to be a new production company. It's going to be completely new, like, crew and product and all that. Like, that's all going to be new. So, like, there's nothing you can do – it's not going to be the same. It's all of it's
right.
going
so
to be
so in the marketing sense, it's a reboot then, no matter what. The question is it reboot in terms of story, in terms of canon? And that's where all these discussions get complicated and confusing because people are talking about different meanings of that word reboot without realizing it.
Here, I'll ask you both this. So if you were to bet big money, say, I don't know, a dollar, if you were to put money down on whether they will use the old Chronicles of Narnia logo, what would you predict?
No.
Interesting. That's a question, isn't it? I would say probably – I think they probably will, actually.
But I feel like –
Is that just a smart marketing decision, or is that something they would reluctantly do?
But who owns the logo?
I think if they did it
– That's a good question. Who owns the logo? I'm not sure. That's a good question.
Well, it may still be owned.
Because Disney's gone, Fox is gone, Walden's gone. Who
owns all? Because didn't Disney lose all the rights to Fox?
Yes, I think
so.
It might be a HarperCollins thing too, because the Narnia logo is on the book. That logo's on the books as well now too.
Here's what I think they would probably go with a new logo. And if they did use the old logo, it would be for the same reason they're making the Silver Chair, and that's just in the time frame they're looking at. Because yeah, this is being made a few years after Don Treader, not 100 years later. And so
right.
It makes sense in the public eye to do the next one in the list, Silver Chair is a logical choice. If you're gonna pick up on the success of the first films.
Yes and no. So, like, you know, Jim Finn, you're asking why on earth would they do a reboot with the Silver? If they were truly starting over and starting a brand new canon, a brand new continuity, and pretending the other movies never happened, why would they start with the Silver Chair?
Yeah, you start with Magician's Nephew.
Yeah, why wouldn't they start with either remake Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, or do the Magician's Nephew?
Too
soon. That would make more sense. Right. But, well, don't put it past them, right? here's the answer to that, because the first rule of reboot is you don't call it a reboot. You're vague about it, and here's why. It would be the best of both worlds. The people that liked those other movies and want a sequel, oh, yay, they're making the Silver Chair. That's the reaction they'd want from them. The people that didn't like the other movies or just, you know, totally turned off by the idea of Narnia because they found the other movies mediocre, what do you want them to see? You want them to see a trailer and go, oh, this is a totally new thing. This is a new take on it. So the Silver Chair, by doing a reboot, I'm not saying they're doing this. I don't think they're doing a reboot. But by doing a reboot with the Silver Chair, you're kind of doing both at the same time.
Yeah.
And like you said, Silver Chair, just because of the story, with there being almost all new characters and very few direct ties to the other storylines, it's probably going to kind of be a reboot anyway.
So, Brian, are you saying this is going to be the same kind of, if we're going to use the word reboot, for lack of a better word, is this going to be the same kind of reboot as Batman v Superman in reference to the Dark Knight movies? Because I've watched the trailers and okay.
But Batman v Superman and Man of Steel are – that is a brand new canon from the Dark Knight movies. The Dark Knight the Ben Affleck Batman and the Christian Bale Batman are completely different characters. They're completely different takes on Batman. They don't exist in the same universe or anything. That's a good example of a brand new canon. Whereas if you look at – you know, let's stay with Batman. That's a good example. Like when you had Michael Keaton played the first Batman and then Val Kilmer stepped in to play Batman, that was the same character within the same continuity, just a new actor coming in to play that character. Or
yeah, they even had the same Alfred.
Yeah. Or even in Iron Man 2, they had a different actor play Rhodey. You know, that's still the same continuity. They just had a different guy, just like getting a different director, you know, just a different guy playing the same character. But it just gets tricky. What do we mean by reboot? And when someone says reboot, usually they either mean it's a reboot in just the marketing sense of restarting a franchise has been idle for a long time, like you're kind of saying, Jim Fan. But some people hear, oh, they're making a new canon and pretending the other movies never happened. And so I would tend to agree with you, Jim Fan, that in the marketing sense, it's a reboot no matter what.
Yeah.
But is it a brand new canon? I think no. If it is, this interview, no, not really interview, casual throwaway conversation is not enough to make that official. Far from it.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
So you're not expecting a discontinuity in concept art or anything like that with Cara Paravel, for example?
Well, I mean, it might be. I mean, like, let's say on Batman, you know, like, the suit looked different. Gotham City looked different because a new director took over. It was just, well, things look different, but it's still within the same continuity. And by the way, Cara Paravel was destroyed. It could have been rebuilt to look different.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's no, you know, nobody has to, like, quibble over that.
So maybe this is a good place to go ahead and do, I mean, they could call it, whether in some ways, it, because everything's going to have to look different or has the potential logically to look different, you could just say that no matter what.
They can do it both. They can kind of make it feel like it's both a new canon and something, like they can make it feel like it's part of the old canon and make it feel like new and fresh at the same time and kind of get away with it and be vague about it. Reboots often do that. Superman Returns being a great example of that. But I think this is something that, just like Rogan said in the forum, that we won't be able to tell if it's a reboot. Maybe not even after the release, honestly. They'll be vague about it because you want to please both groups, that people that liked and people that didn't like it. And reboots are often vague about it. But that's the key thing to remember when reading these comments, is everyone has different definition of reboot. And I definitely don't think they're forming a new canon or continuity here. But I do think, based on what he said, it probably, when he says a new cast, I think that probably is true, and it is a new cast. Now, did he, again, we have to be careful about taking his statement literally because it's so casually. Did he literally mean that Will Poulter, Liam Neeson, Peter Dinklage, Ben Barnes are all being recast? Or was he just saying, oh yeah, there's lots of new characters, you know, that it's mostly new cast members who will be coming on? What did he mean by that? So, yeah, I think he probably did mean it'll be an all-new cast, but it wouldn't shock me if, you know, if Liam Neeson came back, for example.
I think he's saying we're not... I think he's saying, you know, as opposed to, just to contrast it with Prince Caspian, where, is this going to be a whole new cast? They're going to say, no, we are absolutely planning on Georgie Henley and, you know, everyone, the four kids coming back. You know, we're absolutely planning on that continuity. Whereas he's saying, it's a whole new cast. I don't think he's saying we're insisting no continuity in actors. I don't think he's saying that. I think he's just saying, yeah, it's like a new film. We're casting, like, kind of anything's up for grabs.
Yeah. And you also have to remember, like, everybody's contracts are null and void. So if they did want any of the old actors back, they have to completely renegotiate probably for more money. So like for them, it just be like new film, new franchise, new people. It's just easier that way.
Yep. Well, what do you mean by new franchise, Jim? What do you mean by that?
Well, new production company, yep, and all that fun stuff.
Got to be careful about using that word, new franchise. It's like, well, wait, hang on. What do we mean by that?
Let's just say, like, we still have such a long way to go.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
I'm not firing
the
website a long way to go.
Another part of my gut reaction is the same, like you said, Jafan. I came away from that article that, okay, well, they're still not in production. They're not even really in pre-production. You know, I mean, they're in pre-production.
It's gonna be a while.
Like, yep. You don't even have a director yet, so
the hell it meant.
Yeah.
And you know, even like with the starting over with new actors and stuff, frankly, I mean, there are very few actors in terms of like movie series and stuff where if they said, yeah, like we're recasting Hannibal Lecter or we're recasting Gandalf, you know, there's very few. I mean, that would be a huge news. But the thing is, yes, Will Poulter was great, but I am fully confident they can find another actor somewhere out there who can do at least as equally good a job.
Oh yeah. And here's the thing, like, actually I think because lately people have been like rebooting, like remaking so many different, like,
gosh,
iconic kind of franchises, uh-huh, people are actually like, they're getting more used to it and they're more like, okay, I want to see this actor's take on this character. Like, it's something that people actually kind of enjoy seeing.
This is Spider-Man 1.2. Spider-Man, you know, 2.3. You know, it's like they need to name him like that, because I don't know who the current Spider-Man actor is now. So,
but you know, it was disheartening because there were a decent number of people that we're not among them, a decent number of people that really wanted to see Will Poulter back, and I think he was, you know, but according to the front page poll, 40% Narnie Webbers liked Will Poulter, but do feel the recasting is probably necessary. 34% liked Poulter in the role, and they're disappointed that he's not coming back. 21% are devastated he's not coming back. And look, I thought he did good, and I just saw him in The Revenant recently, and he's still a great actor. He was great in that. But I just think he's too old to play Eustace, and I'd rather them just find somebody else. But there is a decent pocket of Narnie Webbers there that know they can find a way. They can find a way to make it work.
I would have loved to see him do the movie. Like, I would have loved to see his take on the character and the story.
Well, he's Last Battle Age now.
Yeah.
It's like in Don Treader, I feel like you don't get as much of a chance to kind of explore the character because he undergoes such a huge transformation. So I would have liked to see what he could have done with Silverchair, but I agree that that's not really, like, realistic.
To quote Peter Jackson, continuity is for sissies. I think, whatever. I really don't care hardly at all about continuity. The Silver Chair is a good book. I think it can make a good movie. I really don't care if it is completely in harmony with the other movies. I would actually like them to remove Chronicles of Narnia from the title and just call it The Silver Chair, because I like the story of The Silver Chair and just don't care how it mixes with pre-existing movies.
That would be a bold choice.
It would be. If it contradicts existing canon and continuity, I don't care as long as they tell a good story. That's my view.
Well, we shall see.
But it opens up some, like, Rose Tree Dryad had a bunch of posts just exploring, well, if they really are forming a new canon, what if they go back and redo Wardrobe, Caspian, and Don Treader, and what could that mean? And oh my gosh, the possibilities. I mean, basically, this is... These quotes have led to very little concrete news and a whole lot of room for speculation, which is kind of everything at this point.
Yeah, like I believe I'll see a new Line Witch in the Wardrobe in my lifetime. I hope it's not for a while. I feel like it's still too soon. I think in my lifetime, maybe like my later lifetime, I don't know. Like, everything comes around, and it's Hollywood, and there's only a very few franchises that I feel like are not untouchable, but like it will be a very, very long time. Like Lord of the Rings, like the amount of work and money and just like the massive headache that those things were. I think I would be surprised if I ever see another one of those. I mean, not if they do, it won't be for a very long time.
And it's like Skillet Dude pointed out in the forum, you know, for a lot of people, a lot of people don't realize there's more books besides Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah.
And maybe Hollywood is going to figure that out soon. Like, we should just remake Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe 5 times.
There you go. Well, it's interesting to discuss.
Very little concrete, but why not speculate anyway?
Why not?
It might drive you crazy, but at least you'll have fun doing it.
Oh, well.
Have something to do while you're waiting.